can smile. When you can't say a word, you can smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy, you can smile anytime, anywhere.
Everybody, this is your old friend Strollin' Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day and bringing you a few old tunes and a bit of philosophy from the storehouse of memories that I pray will be a blessing and a comfort to you and rest your hearts in peace. I was awakened one morning not so long ago with the sun glaring so brilliant in my eyes that I couldn't keep them open for a split second. And so I had to stir myself out of there. But I was grateful for it, because it furnished a subject to talk and sing about. I heard a story a long time ago about a woodsman living in the north who had a little son that he loved very, very dearly. This little fellow used to follow his daddy into the timber each morning and build houses with the chips as they flew from his daddy's axe. One day they came out about noon into a clearing where they could look away off over the hills and valleys. And as they stood there looking, the little fellow saw a house on a hill away off to the west. And a cry of joy broke from his lips, saying, "Look, look, Daddy, there's a house with windows made of gold." For sure enough, from where they stood, it looked like a castle built with golden windows. And day after day, when the little fellow tired of his play, he would run to the edge of the clearing to see if his house with the gold windows was there. Yes, it was still there, and the windows showed gold more than ever. One day, the little fellow decided he must go and see that house and meet the fairy prince that he was sure must live there. So he slipped away from his father's watchful eye and started for this house on the hill.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way. Prepare us a dwelling place there, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. our bountiful Father above. We will offer our tributes of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
The little fellow enjoyed this new experience, for he found many new flowers, and the berries were big and refreshing to eat. But as his path lengthened, he grew very weary, and yet half of the journey was not over. But he kept a trudging on, and before long the path became rugged and steep and hard. The berry bushes and the briars tore at his flesh. The rocks cut and bruised his little feet. But he had such a longing in his heart to see the house with the golden windows that he kept right on. And late in the afternoon, he came to the foot of the hill where his wonder house stood.
I love the little cottage as it stands nearby a wood. I love it all so dearly, and I'll tell you why I should. Because the little cottage where the toilers homeward plod is an offer of the builders that keep building men for God, is an offer of the builders that keep building men for God.
And as he reached the yard where the house stood, he gazed in pained wonder. It was just a plain, simple home like his own. And the windows had the same kind of glass in them that his house had. A little fellow in the yard greeted him joyfully and asked him why he came. And our little fellow sobbed out in his disappointment that he'd come all this way to see the house with the golden windows. The boy in the yard said, "Why, you've come in the wrong direction. The house with the gold windows is over there from where you came." He turned and looked. Miles back over the trail he had come, on the top of the hill, stood his own home, and the windows were flaming gold. I think the moral in this sweet little story is for us not to look at the other fellow and long for what he's got, because we might be walking right away from the very thing we want the most and yet can't see because we're so close to it.
When the day fades away, birds have gone to rest, and purple shadows dim the glowing west. Each lingering ray seems to say, just to me, mid the shadows of the yesteryear. Old memory bright takes its flight back to you at dusk or dawning, waiting for that hour of joy sublime when we shall meet again at shadow time. New day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.